somebody $100,000.
The strongest human in the world, but you ask me to move a fucking dresser and I might punch you in the face. I don't want to do it.
I know. I hate moving furniture. Dude, why is Tracy always roping us in? I gotta go shopping with this bitch. I hate going shopping.
Because I just want to do things.
I just want to do things with you. Don't be cute, bitch.
Hello?
I do though.
No, but anyways, she'd be like, "Do you want to come with me to Home Goods?" I'm like, "Call Alana,"
because I do want to go Home Goods.
I know,
but dude, she's literally
like, "Do you want to help me move furniture?" I'm like, "Call Rich."
Yeah, I'm gonna start being like, "I'll defer to your to your Richard." She like, I get on this, I'm gonna go pull this dresser, and she goes, "One, two, three," and like exerts the force of like fucking
1,000 suns.
At like in the bat, like I had, couldn't even have time to blink, and then it like ran my pinky toe over, and I was like,
she was fucking pissed.
I cried.
And then we had to get through, and so the dresser was like full of a bunch of shit, like full of china, full of like alcoholic stuff, and so she's like, "Can we empty out this dresser before we move it?" And I was like, "No." So, and then it's heavy as fuck.
And then we opened the top drawer to like to get it through the door because I couldn't grip it. And I'm just like, "How have you?" And she fucking slammed my four fingers into the top drawer. And I was like, "Open it."
Oh my god. She was so mad. And she was just looking at me and like almost in tears.
I'm
like,
"No, I was.
Are you
crying.
Okay? Are you okay?" And she was like, "You need to open the drawer." My fingers are inside. I was like, "I'm so sorry."
It was real nice.
Yeah.
Welcome back for another episode of Bar Talk.
Bar Talk, Bar Talk, Bar Talk.
It's your host, Abigail, your co-host, Tracy, and our wonderfully, wonderful special guest, Alana.
Alana Robertson.
Hey. In the house.
I'm back again.
Honestly, guys, we have no excuse for this whole upload situation.
I was really just here to eat sushi.
We have excuses. They're not great ones, but we have them.
I'm sorry. Our lives are being pretty chaotic and cool. And also, Abigail got sick. So it is what it
is. Dude, I was fucking fatally ill.
We were just talking about this. If you have been watching this podcast, you will be happy to know that Abigail, it took her getting sick to watch TV.
Yeah, Abigail watches TV now, you guys. We thought we'd see the day.
Three Body Problem on Netflix is the shit. Y'all gotta
She also watches
it.
Sex in the City.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was after I was sick. That was just because I was like on for drugs pleasure. Or something.
What?
Yeah, I just watched it of my own fruition. After about 10 episodes, I really came to and I realized, what the fuck am I doing with my life? And then I stopped. But
I'm pretty proud, though. 10 episodes is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, especially as they're doing or like never watching TV and never wanting to watch a movie ever. We tried to watch The Wolf of Wall Street and she quit halfway through.
I don't think we even finished that movie.
That's not a great movie. It's overhyped.
It's all right. When it first came out, it was like a great movie. And now that everybody just quotes it all the time and it's long as all hell. It's like, I don't even know.
That's
really
what I'm saying.
It.
I think I was like, how much time is left? It was like, we have an hour and a half left.
I'm like, four walks.
We've been in here for 4 hours.
We went on like four walks and went and got movie. Food.
Yeah.
It's an all right movie.
It's all right. Okay. So right. Today I wanted to bring Alana in because Tracy and Alana are training for an ultra, which is happening next week.
Next weekend.
Yeah. And I wanted you guys, because you guys obviously did the ultra last year.
Thanks.
So I figured you guys could kind of just go off, talk about the ultra training this year and what differed, because part of it is like your timeline was way shorter.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
also, like what you did worse, what you're like, we kind of fucked this up versus what you did better.
Okay.
Compared to last ultra season, what you're looking forward to, what your goals are, things of that nature.
I'm gonna let Tracy pop off first.
Okay. Well, I'll say like something that is different.
Oh, if you guys do not know what an ultra is, it's an ultra marathon. You guys want to define what an ultra is.
We're doing a Spartan 50K, which is essentially two loops plus a few miles of their Spartan Beast, which is the half marathon. So it's going to total to be, last year my total distance with penalty loops and all was 33.5 miles. And then a 50K, I believe, is 31 miles.
And then 70 obstacles.
And then they have, all of the obstacles two times through. So it's 70, which is an absurd amount. My hands were like torn to shit.
Yeah,
last time.
Her hands were torn up.
I think Tracy washed my hair for like 3 days because I just couldn't do it. But that being said, we had a blast. So we're going back again to do it this year, and it is next weekend.
I can't fucking believe it's next weekend. It's like tripping me up, but I'm so excited. I'm so fucking pumped. So for me, I'll say the differences from last year to this year for me, right? And I guess like collectively, but really for me, and then you can kind of say what's different at least. So we had like a very, I wouldn't say it's a very short amount of time, but I think what ended up happening was last year, collectively, our group of people that we train with, we were like, we need a mental break. And so like at the end of last year, our bodies and just like our mental state needed just chill base work time, which honestly like came out to work very well for us because we all needed to get back into base training. So I think it really... Mm-hmm. I think we all benefited a lot from that, but we didn't really intend that to happen to be part of our training. We were kind of like, we need to fucking stop, you know? So we took like a whole month off. We didn't run. I think it was like a month and a half. Dude, longer for her.
I wasn't running for 15 weeks this year.
Yeah. So we all like started off to a really slow start, but we were in base work phase and life has just been lifing, you know, like it's just been super stressful and the ultra is a week earlier. So we kind of like had to crunch numbers as far as like training runs, but we were lifting. And so from last year, like I'm 15 pounds heavier than I was last ultra.
Me too.
Like the last time that I ran the ultra, like I was so light that I felt like I could run forever, but I also suffered so badly on all of the strength obstacles. Like, and that's normally my game, but like the bucket carries and the sandbag carries, like even the traverse, right? Like I was cramping and I was like not able to pick up the Atlas carry like second time around. Like I was just in a place where I was like, fuck man, I really went off my strength game hard. And right now, like I feel like a brick shit house.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like 15 pounds heavier. And even though like the other day we had an 18 miler and my hips were definitely feeling those pounds, I just feel strong. Like I feel strong as fuck.
Like I feel definitely heavier, but, and which is not ideal from an endurance perspective, but from a longevity perspective, I think again, come or was August of this year after the West Virginia race, because again, I think everybody on that did the ultra, we kind of just hit a burnout. Like our bodies were like, hey, y'all are doing too much. So I had a hip injury that took me about 2 months to stop having any actual pain from, and then shout out Alchemical Training, building back up. Like Abigail has been pimp for me because I definitely like, I've never felt stronger from like a stability perspective. Yeah. Which Yay! Is the goal.
Yeah.
And so to just feel the difference, like, yeah, I feel heavier and, but like my pace hasn't really changed just because I'm stronger. Mm-hmm. And so I know that like from a longevity perspective and also just wanting to improve in athletics, like I have, you know, certain goals, but approaching it from a different just season, like the goal is just to show up feeling healthy to this ultra because A, we're capable already of it. I'm not worried about finishing, but from showing up and not feeling like, a shell of a human being, like I'm glad that I didn't focus on the wrong things because I think that, you know, like I wasn't eating enough, trying to recover, and I also wasn't like, I don't know, I got super sick like all of December and January. Mm-hmm. So just I needed to focus on my health and eating enough and hydrating and sleeping, and so the goals just shifted a little bit for this ultra. Like the last ultra we were running for the whole year prior, like there was no breaks just because we were training so much. Mm-hmm. And this year we did have to have a pretty intentional block, and I had to have a pretty intentional strength block a few months before.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad it panned out the way it has because I know that I'm the healthiest I've been. And I also like a lot of that weight for me has been muscle, which is cool just because I can like feel the difference just in, you know, my strength while I'm running. So
yeah, and I definitely like, even though like the training has been a little bit different, like last year we did a lot of like long runs, like we would do like long run short run, right? And then we would get like, just we would increase our like volume over time. Mm-hmm. And then this time around we did like a moderate or like a medium run, right? Like anywhere from like 8 to 10 miles. And then we would do a long run. And then the next week we would do a short run and a long run. So we were never like putting an insane amount of volume on us. So that way our bodies weren't always fucking hurt. Like we were still working out in the gym and doing our hybrid training and doing strength training. And I think it like worked out for us very well. And it like feels like we're doing less this year, but in all honesty, like we're just doing it smarter.
Well, we've just been utilizing cross training more. Yeah. So
we've been doing a lot smarter. And like the other day we went out for fucking 18 miles. And when I tell you, like we woke up the next morning and I was like, I was at a conversational pace the entire time. We just chilled the fuck out. Like we were just hanging out and it was like 18 miles was over. And we were like, what the hell just happened? Like we were tired. Don't get me wrong. It definitely took us out. It's 18 miles. But to a point where like last year, 18 miles killed us. Like in training, yeah, we were like crying. We were like, days. Oh man, yeah. we are not going to do well in this ultra. And now we ran 18 miles and we're like, all right,
yeah,
we'll do it again.
Yeah.
You know? So it's been really good.
It's just been different. I think it's been cool though, because I remember we did 18 or 20 last year, and I swear that was just like the worst day of my life. Not for any reason, but just like that run, just like, I remember I was just tapped out on E probably 5 miles in, and then we just had to run 15 more. So it took a lot of mental strength for me. And this year my mental is just in such a better place. And I just feel like externally I'm just been handling life better. And so it's been translating, I think, into just my self-talk, which has been really good. Like that had a lot to do with it last year. Like I remember this week last year, I had to sit myself down and just absolutely just go so ham on my mindset, because I was beating myself up just for no reason, and just making, I remember Anthony sat me down or called me or something like that, and it was like, hey, you got to really make sure you're checking your mindset in these like coming weeks, because that's going to be the only thing that gets you to stop. Like, you've done the training, so you just have to make sure that you are mentally where you need to be, and you can have things to just hold on to. So it was a wake up call for me, because I was like, wow, I'm not being very nice to myself. And so that process was honestly really essential to the result of the last year's race. And so this year I can just feel that like I've already had those things, you know, in place. And so it's just mentally, it's been so much better. There's a lot more loss or a lot less doubt. And I'm a lot more excited about what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm ready to have some fun on course, and it's going to be good.
Me too. For you guys. So basically this season or this year, as opposed to last year, where you were doing a lot of like long runs and high mileage, you've decreased your mileage a little bit. You have one long run a week, and then you have
one like real, we've been doing three runs a week, I will say. One long run, one short run, and then one like medium run. But
you also
every
do
other week
bikes.
We do our longest run. So like, for example, we did a 10 and an 18, and then we did like a threshold run and then a 10 miler. And then we did a 10 and an 18. You know what I'm saying? So every other week we're increasing the mileage instead of every week.
Right. Yeah. So you're increasing the mileage every other week, and then you're also incorporating some cross training. So you're lifting.
Yeah.
Biking and then a lot. You are doing
biking a lot.
You're doing a base bike.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week?
More than that.
Twice.
Yeah.
2 to 3 times, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's for an hour. Yeah. Or more. I think I rocked like 90 minutes once a week at minimum the past 3 weeks. I know that's for sure. And then it rained one day, so we biked for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it's just, our bodies are responding well to that, or at least mine is, because it feels good, and I recover very well from that.
Yeah. Like, we've all been definitely focusing on like just pure base training and enjoying what we're doing. And that's been making a huge difference too, because like I said, I think, or like she said, the mentality part of it is just so different. Like, I think we're all in a place where last year, even our running group, just as a whole, we had so much instability going on. And so like, this was an escape for us, but it was also stressful as hell, because like, you're running a fucking ultra, so you're trying to do everything the right way. And now we're kind of like, fuck it. Like, we trust ourselves, and we're all out there having a good time. And we're just like really in, like, we just want to do hard shit, but also have a good time doing it. And I think it's been putting us in a really good place. So I think we're going to do well because of that. Like, we're a lot less stressed about it, you know?
Yeah.
So
do you, have any different supplement protocols compared to last ultra?
So yeah, you gave me the Ignition from First Form. I honestly really like the carb mix. I hadn't done that last year just because I was nervous that it would hurt my stomach, but it's felt really good. And I did a bunch of math. I remember before the last one, just to make sure that I knew how much I needed every hour. And I was looking at my polar stats, and I really like the carb mix. I think as far as just different, not really. I'm honestly going to do the exact same thing, because I know that worked well last year. Like, that was the one thing that I know I had on lockdown, which was I ate even though I didn't want to, and I hydrated with electrolytes. Like, everything is the exact same that I'm planning on.
What is your timeline? So after an hour?
So just per hour, 3 servings of like 25 grams of carbs. And electrolyte wise it's just to always have something with electrolytes, always have something that's water. Just regular water and then every 10 minutes just sip on something. It doesn't have to be one thing or the other, but
and you're doing 3 25 per hour.
So I and I did this last year, a minimum of 600 grams of carbs for the whole race. So like 60 per hour. So, that worked well. I think this year I'm going to try to have a little bit more 60
per hour makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a little bit more, fat, I think. So I'm going to try to,
you have that halfway point.
Yeah.
The halfway point before the loop. So are you guys,
it's like 16 miles.
Are you, so are you changing anything about what you're eating at the halfway point?
So last year we practiced with sweet potatoes. I liked it during our training runs. I wanted nothing to do with that sweet potato during the race. It was just too hot. It was like a lukewarm sweet potato. And I was like, hell no.
Yeah, I couldn't even get it down. Like, you're just so, you're so, like, dehydrated and you're running in mud. And just, like, this salt that you're fucking producing and the salt that you're taking in, it was, like, just mush. And so I just spit it out. And then I ended up taking a bag of Doritos with me on the course. Or Tostitos. So I'm taking a bag of fucking Tostitos with me. I loved it.
I liked, I had an Uncrustable at the transition just because, like, the frozen peanut butter jellies, but those are so processed, they kind of hurt my stomach a little bit, so I think I'm gonna make my own
PB&J.
And then also those Honey Stinger energy bars, I think they have those, a good bit of just everything, like a full like macro profile, so I'm gonna probably have one of those if I can put that down. I'm gonna have options for the transition just to have something solid. But
have you practiced with anything thus far?
The only thing that I practice with, the only thing different that we've done that I know for a fact that I'm not going to do this time is I don't want to do the Honey Stinger gels. For some reason, I think the caffeinated ones are what made me go to the bathroom last time, and they also hurt my stomach today.
Honey Stinger gels?
Yeah. The Honey Stinger caffeinated gels.
They get me, and I'm not even a... I don't have too bad of stomach problems on
the Honey Stinger Golds. The gel Golds is like pure honey and it's not bad, but
those are just when you're
fucking running so far and it's hot outside, it's like the last thing that I want is a mouthful of honey. And I just like, you have to also enjoy what you're eating or else you're not going to eat it at all. You know what I'm saying? And so it's one of those things where you have to have variety. So we're bringing like Sour Patch Kids chips. Well, I'm not gonna bring the Honey Stingers anymore, the scratch gels are really fucking good.
Those
the matcha
good.
Gels have caffeine in them, so we're bringing like, I'm bringing one pack of caffeine, one pack of not.
Dude, I started that baby food trend.
The baby food trend. I'm bringing applesauce.
Yeah, it's just like the fruit puree packets.
Oh, it's so easy.
Those are so easy to put down.
The squeezy ones. Those are really easy to put down. They're easy to carry with you. But I mean, for me, like she can eat, she can eat like a full serving because her stomach's not sensitive. But for me, I'll put down the same amount of carbs, but I have to eat as I go. So like I literally cannot eat like a full serving at a time, even though it's only like 25 grams of carbs per five gels. I can only eat like one or two at a time. Yeah. And that's just because my stomach doesn't process it, even if it likes that type of food. Like I left the transition zone last year with a bag full of Tostitos, and even that lasted me forever because I had to eat them as I go, just because my stomach doesn't respond well to putting down a lot at one time. So I just kind of have to like have something on hand. But last year, the both of us, one thing that we fucking did really well is every single water station we went to, we refilled and we threw water on our heads. And like, I know for a fact this year, like every single time I'm running past one, even though I have my own, I'll at minimum throw water on my head.
Dude, I think my pee was more clear after that ultra than it is on like a regular Tuesday. Like we hydrated and I was like, okay, so it's possible.
Nice.
And we pre-packed everything, so like it really helped us. So like by the time that we got into transition, we just like threw all our old shit out. We had two flasks ready to go that was full, so I'm just gonna do the same thing again.
Yeah,
just makes it easier to pre-do everything.
Yeah,
you know.
And for attire and shoes, what are we doing?
Mont Blancs all the way.
Yep.
Freaking love those shoes. I still rock the Injinjis. I'm going to probably get a new pair and run in them next week just to kind of make sure they're
toe socks.
Brand new. Yeah, the Injinjis.
I do the Smart Wools.
I kind of.
Thick Smart Wools.
I'm going to maybe consider not gaiters, but like I got so much sand in my shoe last year that it gave me some really bad blisters. So I'm considering thinking about something to solve that problem, but I haven't really thought about it too much. Probably should.
I'm a Mont Blanc, same thing, Mont but Blancs I do all the way. Smart Wool socks instead of NNGs.
Okay, yeah. And then what are we wearing?
I mean, we have to wear the purple penny, so just whatever sports bra speaks to the soul. It's that night before, you just gotta predict it, have some options, and then go with your heart in the morning.
Yeah,
That's
and
the
just
process.
Like long shorts.
I'm gonna do a little bit longer shorts than I normally do because I just really don't want to word. I remember chafing.
I got salty britches on me, but I will tell you, like last year, I put salty britches everywhere. Like I put that shit on my nipples. Yeah. I put it on the inside of my legs. I put it underneath of my socks.
Armpits.
Hard. But like, especially being like 50 pounds heavier this year, my armpits have never chafed like they have recently. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I've been salty britching up every single training run. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to bring it with me. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it was hot as hell, and you're in and out of water the whole time.
I just remember last time I picked the wrong pair of Nike shorts because I have a bunch of the same pairs, and I picked one that was a little older, so they were looser, and so they were sliding all over the place, and it bothered me for the first half of the race. But so I'm going to do a little longer just to make sure that that problem doesn't exist. And then I'm a little worried about my hands. I just remember, like, my hands got fucked.
Her hands got fucked. So,
can you wear gloves?
I'm not going to do that.
You can, but it's kind of like, you're such a wimp when you do that. And also, too, it's one of those things where it doesn't help any. It really doesn't.
It doesn't. Like, if anything, it would just freak me out.
When you're not used to practicing with them.
Yeah. But, I mean, the good news is, it didn't really, at the end of the day, I just had to decide to not let it get in my head because it didn't affect my ability to do the obstacles at all. Mm-hmm. Like I got through all of them fine. So even if it does happen, I'm not too worried about it, but it hurt. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna do the Ultra Effective this year though. I told everybody, I was like, I'm just gonna do what I did last year. I didn't plan on it last year, but I was walking around and everyone was like genuinely injured or limping. And I was like,
dude, when she goes out, she's like, she wakes up. At first she wasn't gonna do it.
I was like, oh, we're good.
The second day she wakes up and she's like, I think I'm going to do the super. Can I use your shoes? And I was like, yeah, well, sure. Because I bought an extra pair of Mont Blanc, so she wore mine. But let me tell you something. Denise and I were so fucked up from the Ultra last year. We were, like, timing it perfectly so that we were like, Alana's going to be in the monkey bars in approximately 5 minutes. It's going to take me 3 minutes to get up off this chair and, like, 10 minutes to walk over. So we have to leave a half an hour prior just to see her on the fucking monkey bars. Mm-hmm. We were moving so slow.
Yeah.
And so I'm not even planning on it.
Your version of this story doesn't really reflect the internal battle I was dealing with that morning. I was like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, we're good. Nobody else is doing that. I was chill. And then I remember I walked to the bathroom and because I had to pee and they had pushed back the age group start time. So we weren't starting in like an hour anyways from when we normally would. And so I went to the bathroom. I had my coffee. I had a breakfast. Like, pretty much I did a pre-race ritual without even trying. And then I remember I walked to the bathroom and I saw Tyler Weldon. And this was the first time we really hung out with him. Like, he kind of just came. And anyway, he was like complimenting me so hard about the race yesterday. He's like, so proud of you guys. And I just kind of had this like image in my head. I was like, I'm not limping at all. I was like, I have no reason not to do this right now. And I was like, shit. I was like, I think I have to do these two races. So I like went and I signed up and I was like, Tracy, I need your shoes. I was like, I gotta do this race.
You fucking go, girl.
But then I ended up getting second.
And yeah, she pulled second.
I'm not trying to talk shit on my age group, but like, girls, I know none of y'all were out there the day before. Ain't no way I should have been on that podium. And there was a lot of people. Like, I think there was 12.
She goes, hey, nobody
should. She's like, y'all are shit. I should not have been up here. So y'all better step it up next time.
Actually, yeah, because I could be in the same age group. I freaking won the beast.
You millywopped those people. Like, no,
And I was like, y'all, I ain't trained for this shit. And also, I think my knees are broken, but we're good. But there was one girl in my age group and the other girls, I think they were pretty far behind, but there was one girl I passed on the last two obstacles. I remember she was dead, bro. Yeah. She was so dead. And I was just like, I didn't even know she was my age group. And I saw her and her like boyfriend or something was like, fucking go. Like, he was so serious about it, you know, cause he's got the age group on or whatever. And he's like, let's freaking go. And I was sitting there and I'm just like, and I'm like going over the obstacles. I'm like, you got this, girl. And I'm like running and I'm going over the hurdles. And she gave me the most evil look of all time. And that's when I knew. I was like, oh, I'm about to beat this bitch.
I just messed her day up. Yeah.
I'm about to beat this. And cause she had no energy. I mean, like, she did not speed up even a little bit to try and catch up to me. Yeah. She was literally just like,
fuck it. I will tell you, like, one thing I am so fucking excited for is, like, once you do an ultra, you just realize, like, it puts everything in a different type of perspective, and you, like, are on the other end of the support system of, like, Spartan races or just, like, any type of race that you're on.
Special treatment.
And you're fuck, man, like, you have people, I mean, you're out there actually for a while kind of by yourself. Like I was by myself for quite a while.
Just 9 hours.
Yeah. Like, but by yourself though, like there was a couple times on course where I was like, am I still on course? Like where the fuck, you know, like there's
that happens to you on a sprint, bro.
I know. But like, I know, but this is generally like you're alone, bitch. And I'm sorry, like, that was an
I just pulled.
Yeah, you just pulled an Abby on me. It's fine. Sorry. But not literally,
wrong. Why is every slightly bitchy comment and all of a sudden Abigail moment?
Oh, please. Well, listen, I was out there for like a mile or so by myself and I was kind of like, bitch, where the fuck am I at? But then you find somebody and you're like,
she
okay.
She changed it. She goes, I was out there for a long while to a mile and a half.
That's a long fucking time during an ultra.
For you, that's bro, for that's me, a I'm long like, time. I'm in heaven.
No, hour 12. I haven't seen a soul.
Yeah, for me, yeah. I'm sitting there, I'm like, I was only by myself for probably 4 hours and I was pissed. No. Tracy be like, I was out for 15 minutes and bro. I thought that the world was ending, aliens were taking
well,
over.
Especially like I was low, gone. Just like me, I just said I didn't know where the fuck I was. So like a mile and a half is a really long time.
Yeah. Which by the way, you guys, okay, I don't know about Ultra, but I love Tracy. It's marked off pretty well. Okay. So I know that she
But I'm also blind.
It's no, that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
I am blind as fuck and blind. Not gonna lie, it's
get
like
some
the ultra is like she fucking there's make there's flags. There's
figure
flags.
It out.
Figure there's flags. She's and so you're in race mode. If you haven't ever seen me run one of these fuckers, I don't pay attention. I run into every single tree and every branch that there ever was out there. And
Tracy
so I'm cut up to
she
shit.
She needs glasses.
I had to like I need fire glasses. Tracy.
We love
I
you.
I remember I was coaching Tracy. For a few races. She did really well actually for those races, except for the Montana one. Good God. I literally didn't even know one.
I was like, sorry, bitch.
Yeah.
You're not gonna cut
but I was very invested in like coaching her and I was looking at all of her run data and stuff. And I would see her stats and I'm like looking at her splits. And when I say I'm like, she is putting out these insanely fucking awesome numbers. I'm just there's no way she's not pulling first in this race. And a lot of the races she would actually pull first. I was like, gang, love this, hell yeah. But there would be a couple races where she would prep for a race perfectly, and then on race day she would completely shit the bed. I don't know what it was. She would like pass out, roll over, wake back up, break an ankle. Yeah. Like she would eat, she'd be like, all of a sudden I feel like trying ceviche and have like full food poisoning the next morning. She'd be like, I decided to like wrestle with a spear and I lost. I've sliced my neck open the day before the race. I don't know what's happening.
I fell off the rig backwards.
Yeah,
today.
Anyways.
Cool.
Oh,
yeah.
One of them, I literally she goes, fell off the fucking A-frame. Yes. I was like, I'm sorry, I literally fell off the A-frame and knocked myself out cold. She's like, what the fuck,
dude? I'm like you're fired. I can't do this, dude. It was the most like ridiculous. I'm like, I am so confused. I mean, she would be putting in
I'm a good athlete,
dude,
man.
She'd put in an 800. We'd be doing like 800 splits and I'm looking at her 800 split time and I'm like, dude, she's doing repeats at something crazy like 240s or something. Yeah. Like really
what?
Insanely.
Yeah.
Dude,
I mean, I'm fast as fuck, but if I actually train well, I could be a very good athlete.
Yeah,
and
I was
disciplined
like,
as shit.
Dude, yeah. I was like, I want full recovery in between each because we were doing like, it was for a 5K, so we were really like threshold training. So I was like, I want full recovery in between each, but I would have her do 800 reps. And I'm looking at her splits. I'm like, dude, like 250, 240, what the fuck? This is insane. Like, this is awesome. And I'm looking at her heart. I'm like, heart rate's pretty good. Like, this is all good. And she'd get to race day and she's like,
had a ham sandwich, shit myself.
She's like, I'm like, she's on the line. I'm like, you got this. She's like, I drank half a handle of vodka last night. I don't know what to tell you. I'm like,
off course
the
for
fuck?
45 minutes.
What
I gotta
the go. Fuck decision they do? And or she'd be like, halfway done with the race. I'm looking. I'm like, based on her time, she should be here. And she's like, on the other. She's on the kids' course or something. Like, she's like shoving kids over. Just like, move, bitch.
Like,
where
so
am I?
Talking wrong. To the dinosaur dude, just like on the sideline.
And it was like half the time I was doing really fucking well and pulling podium every single time that I was going, and I was doing really well, and then every once in a while I'd be like, sorry Abigail, I fell off the A-frame today and I basically shit myself, so I can't give you any stats.
I wouldn't even go to like because I couldn't make it all the races. Dude, I saw her Montana race. Jesus Christ.
That was hard.
I was looking at her. I was just trying Fun. To even look Fun, at her. I was bad. Looking at her pace, her heart rate, and it looked like a fucking EKG of someone having of somebody having a fucking stroke
for a little while.
No,
actually.
Of somebody. Yes, it was like she was having a stroke and then she died and then she picked back up and she would. I would look and I was like, where? What was this? And she's like, that's when I was profusely throwing up. So I had to stop, obviously. So because it's just
I was on my knees repenting for my sins.
Well, I'm like your
projectile
vomiting. Well, I'm like
at the top of a mountain.
I'm like, your pace was at zero, but your heart rate was at 192. So how does that math out?
The same thing happened when I was in Utah, and she's like, where is this spot? And I was like, oh, I was vomiting. But then I found a really cool rock for Max, so I went to go make it. The worst part of the race, and I'm like, this shit's fucking over anyway. Look at this really cool rock, and I went over to go fucking pick it up. So it's like,
it's where he found dead. Out Tracy needs to be in like very low elevation. I also realized apparently in my
racer.
In my past life I was a fucking mountain goat because I was up on I was at 11,000 feet and I'm hiking up and people are looking at me and they're like, where? They're like throwing up. They're like, where are you from? And I'm like, Florida. And I'm just hiking up. I'm like, I'm from Florida. And they're like, what are you living right now? And I'm like, what are we high up? They're like, it's 11,000 feet.
We are on Everest.
And I'm like, he's 11,000 feet high. And they're like, I'm going to kill you.
That race is bad too. I don't know how the fuck you survived.
I get done with the race and I was actually feeling, I mean, other than the fact that my knees were broken because I basically sprinted down the mountain, I was feeling pretty good. And I go to find Tracy and I realized she was like all the other people asking me where I was from because she, my God, she looked like a ghost of a human. And I pulled
she,
over.
She felt so bad. She thought that I was mad pissed. That she beat me. She thought I was pissed and I was like, oh, thank God you finished in first place.
I thought she was mad at me and she was like, no, I'm just dead. I'm literally trying not to die. Because I'm like, she didn't say a word. I was like, oh my God, Tracy, are you? I'm so proud of you. You keep going. You know, and she literally.
I pulled one of these. Abigail's like, Trey, are you good? And I was like.
She goes, she shook her
threw
head.
Threw the middle finger and shook my head and was like, no.
I think she said something. You were like, not now.
That happened to me too.
And I walked away, almost started crying. Kat's like, no, Abigail, you don't understand. She just almost is dead. And afterwards, you came up to me. I think you were almost done with the race. And we talked when you were at the dunk wall. Cause I'm like, are you okay? And you're like, no, I'm so proud of you. And I was like, cool, I pissed in that water.
And
you're
like, and I was like, why would you tell me that?
And I was like, but it wasn't that water. It's actually the stagnant moving one over there. But it's only shin high. Don't worry. They saw me urinate.
It's just funny because it's like out of the three of us, two of us who profusely trained for that race, it killed. And then Abigail just flew. It was awesome.
We got sick though. Like that altitude fucking made me sick.
I was okay. That's why I found out in my past life I was a fucking mountain goat because I legitimately felt nothing. I felt fine. I felt slightly nauseous at the top and I was like, ew, I guess that honey stinger got me a little bit.
Yeah. And the best part about that whole race.
Run faster to shake it off.
Well, dude. I'm sitting there and this guy, he's like, I was pacing with him going down the mountain. I'm like, this guy's going kind of fast or whatever. Yeah. And I talked to him at I started passing by him. I'm like, bro, like, what's going on? He's like, oh, dude, I like train for mountain races. And I was like, oh, bet. And I started trying to keep up with him. And I was like, and he's going down the mountain. I mean, like, we're essentially falling down the mountain. Like, it was not graceful. Like, I'm slipping on rocks and stuff. And he's kind of realizing I'm trying to catch up with him. And so he's like, ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I'm right behind him. And he keeps like, he'll like turn around and I'll pass him. And he's like, but we're kind of nice to each other. I'm like, let's go, man. He's like, yeah, let's go. I'm like, yeah, great. Yeah, and he's like, going. So he passes me because I'm realizing my knees. I'm like, dude, I'm literally, my knees are broken right now. So I need to brake check a little bit. And he passes me and I'm like, oh, fuck, full send it. And I like go into it. I kick it into gear. And somebody next to me like completely collapses because they try to keep up with both of us. They cannot.
Going downhill in that race was fucking bad.
Oh my God. I saw so many people eat shit. I was like running. And they're like, all right, so I'm going to follow her path. And I would call it out to people behind me. And I'm like, all right, on your right, down, two steps, brake check here, loose rocks, blah, blah. Like, yeah. I don't know what the fuck, I turned into John Wick or something. Yeah. And they're behind me. And I'm just watching people try to follow. And you see they're like, two step down. And then you see them just like eat shit. And I'm behind them like, just sorry. Yeah. And I keep going.
Man down.
It was honestly so funny to watch because I'm sitting there and I'm just calling it out or whatever. And they're like,
bro, they say you have a fucking failure on that race. Dude. Tyler Weldon actually asked me about that. Not yet. Maybe it was yesterday morning. It definitely wasn't this morning. It was maybe yesterday morning. And he said that he wanted to go to that race with Nadia or whatever. And I was I was like, at any given point, somebody could have fell off that fucking mountain and nobody would have known. And thank God Barry was behind me on that one because at one point in time, they were like, hey, see this waterfall of rocks that are definitely not embedded into the mountain, you should climb up that fucker. Yeah. And I kept like falling over and being I will fall off this mountain. And Barry kept being like, I'm gonna catch you. And I was actively throwing up on the side of it. And so I looked at Tyler and I was like, yeah, if you're having a really hard time with your knees right now, you probably ain't going to survive. I was like, I barely survived, and I felt pretty good.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. The worst part was just that fucking, like, straight mile uphill. I'll never forget it.
Oh, I still remember the one where you had to like climb and then you had the false peaks.
You had the false peak. There were like three false peaks. Like you would go up and you're like, this has hand. And then you turn and you were like,
God. But coming down that backside where it was great. Like just that like winding little strip where you came back down the mountain and you like saw all the cars and like,
it was dirt and not rocks.
Oh my God. It was gorgeous.
The very end, the last like half mile was just straight loose rocks downhill. And that's where I was ba-bing-binging going down. And it was fucking honestly scary. Like, I am very confident going downhill, going down mountains and stuff. I love, like, running trails and stuff, especially downhill. But that was one where I remember, like, I almost ate shit a couple times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, fuck. This is, I was, because you're going straight down, and it's, you can't really go middle speed. Like, you either have to kind of full send it, or you're on your ass. Like,
toenails from fucking Montana, and that was what?
Oh, dude, I think one of, Montana was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
One of them is half back. The other one has recovered at that, but it wasn't until a whole year later. So it'll get you.
But the best part about the whole race is everybody that was back at home was like, which I'm sure they're going to do it for this race too, but they were like keeping a running track of everybody because some people like couldn't come to Utah. And so they were trying to like see the live stats. Mm-hmm. And it was like, they were talking about Abigail and Abigail's running. And then Alana like passes me and she like clocks in and they're like, okay, but Tracy's dead. Oh no, Tracy's back. Oh no, she's dead again. Oh wait, no, she's with Barry. Okay, sounds good. And it would be like every other message like, we think Tracy's dead. Oh no, she's back. Like, it was just so bad.
No, I just remember crossing the line. I didn't know there was a live feed going, and Kat's reading the live feed, and she's like, it's popping up because she's looking at my number, my stat, because I'm crossing the line. I have no idea. I just was like, I finished, like, woo, you know. Yeah. And I crossed the line, and she goes, bitch. She looks at the phone. She goes, does that say fucking first place? And I looked at it and I was like, ha, ha, it does. Like, I was literally just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, oh my God, you have no fun. Because we were making a running joke. We've heard the story that I was going to win. It was a total joke. I had no idea I was going to win. And so I was like, holy shit, it does. And then you start the live stream. Apparently, Kat, like, mentioned it. And everyone's coming in and they're like, what the fuck? Abigail ran? Like, everyone's like,
of course she did.
Everyone's like, did she fucking run? And then they're like, did she train for this? And then Amy was coming in. She's like, of course she didn't train for this.
Obviously.
No, dude.
She's a bitch.
Which Tracy, I guess you're not coming, so you have to keep a live feed for this current one.
Yeah, for Fayetteville. Do you keep it in... Is it in the FlowCR chat and you just watch the live based on the
chart? Yeah, there's a live feed link that we can send everybody. Oh, perfect. Then usually people just will talk about it. And it's been, I don't know, it's so fun. People get so excited. It's
entertaining as fuck.
It's like, even if you're not there, you just
can. Dude, and Tyler Weldon's not running it and he's going to be on his
he's the
shit.
Best. He's the best, like, race day run around, hype so everybody funny. Up. I'm very excited.
Him and Rich, they'll even both be on
just watching videos from, like, what they take from other people, it's so fun.
Tyler and I are the complete opposites, too, when we're... when we're doing anything at all in life, Tyler will sit there and people could be running by. And this is like a Tyler response. He's like, yeah, let's go. He'll like crack a little joke. He's like, you look great. You look great. And I'm the complete, I'm like, you took fucking 30 minutes to get to this fucking station. Yeah. I'm like, you're going slow as shit.
And you're like, bitch, where are you at?
Also, you have a tree branch hanging out of your ass. Yeah. And I don't know how that got there, but you should remove it. And you should go faster.
Yeah.
And Tyler's like, keep it up. I love you guys. I've been praying for y'all.
Yeah. But he's like so good with like being like, around and stuff. He's going to be on that live show like shit.
So that you guys would win this fucking race.
Oh, yeah. But honestly, for this one, you kind of need that like tough love.
No, it's going to be good. You need it. No, but it is funny just to kind of loop back around. Like, Tracy's been warning everybody all week, like, oh my God, it's so hard to navigate out there. You just got to be careful. And I'm in the back. I'm just like, it's not that bad. It's good.
It's
there's a lot of time to overthink where you're going, but it's like, if you have the proper eyesight,
it's so fun. I'm sad I'm not going.
We'll be all right.
I'm sad I'm not going because I love going out to those courses and just like tracking them fucking down because Tracy will be like, she'll be like, how did you even get out here? And I'm like, don't worry about it. I just scaled 3 miles.
It'll be like a beast course, which is like 13 miles. It's a half marathon. And Abigail will be on the other side in the middle of high, tall grass. And you're just like,
I'll be like, so I tracked you.
Did you get here?
I do the take flight. But she,
But the word, the best part is I won't be like, I can't encourage. I'll like be like, what took you so fucking long?
She's like pissed. And I'm like, well, I didn't ask you to come out. We're like fighting. I'm like, I didn't ask you to come out of here, bitch. And she's
I've
like,
been out here for 20 minutes. Move faster.
And I'm like, fine.
I'm like, I had to run across 25 partials of the course to get out here.
It took me 6 days and 6 nights.
I had to beat up a fucking bull to get through. I had to go through a pig pen.
That's some real shit, dude. Sounds
and I was like, I'm oh, over yeah. there. I'm like, I made friends with this bitch who's like about to DQ you because yeah. you're taking too long on fucking monkey bars. So just fucking hurry up.
And we're like fighting as I'm like moving through the monkey bars. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, Abigail. Just go back home. I'm like, get out of here.
But it's so fun. Because yeah. then I'll also sit there and I'll be like, all right, your pace is good, actually. I kind of lied to you. Yeah. And you're and in first, and you're in first place.
No, Tracy, I would pay to see how you navigate Pine Mountain, the 19 miler, because there is true potential to get lost. It'll be 2 miles and you haven't seen even like, all it is just this like subtle white spot on a tree to keep you indicated that you're in the right direction. And they're not for every like half mile. So you're like, okay, I guess I'm just going to run in this direction with leaves and trees like everywhere else. That's cool. It was super fun, super beautiful, but definitely super confusing. And I would love to see,
take me out.
I would love to see it happen.
Take me out. I mean, like even in our training runs on the trails that we run on a weekly fucking basis, thank God we have the guys with us.
I can't even say anything for that, dude.
Literally,
I got lost.
I'm like, hey Mac, where are we going? Hey Rich, where are we going? Dude. And they're like, where do you want to hook a right or hook a left? I'm like, I don't even know where the fuck I am right now.
They took a turn that I didn't see because they're usually like 100 yards in front of me minimum. And I got lost for the whole 10 miles. I like lapped this one lake like 3 times and then didn't see them for another hour and a half.
Ran around in a circle. I had a great run until she was done her run. And we were like all the way on the other side of the field.
I had a great run. It was just not a group run.
Bro.
But
I ran with Rich a couple times. And that motherfucker, I can't do it, dude. I legit, like, because he's like the speed up, slow down, mm-hmm. speed oh, up, yeah. slow down.
They
and
can't
like,
pace.
I have to pace. Like, I have
he's
to pace.
He's bored.
I can't, yeah, and then he'll like sit there and he'll be like, let's go like hop this fence. And I'm like, no, like why are we hopping?
I'm here to run.
Yeah, and then he's sitting there and he's like, ooh, let's take this like high grass, like weird random trail.
Dude, he's
and
always we'll trying to explore
the high grass. And I'm like, fucking, like, why are we in
high
grass
over Abigail's head?
Dude, and he's just like, where are you? And I'm like, I don't know. Where are you? And he's sitting there, he's like, I actually don't know where I am. And I'm like, why did I follow you?
Yeah.
And why are we doing this? And then like a 6 mile run will turn into 8 miles. And I'm like, I fucking can't.
What ends up happening is that Rich ends up like going out to explore and we have all without saying anything have been like, we're just gonna keep running where we're supposed to go mm-hmm. and Rich will follow or us. Catch up and find us later. So he like goes and fucks off into the wind and he'll be like in and out of the trails like a fucking bug. Like going off one side and going to the other, like he's yeah. squirreling out, and we're just running straight. And eventually, he'll come back around and catch up. And he's just like right there. We just are not going off the beaten path anymore. Mm-mm. We can't do it. I'm like, no. You go explore, and we will be here to support you, and yeah. we will keep running straight.
Yes.
And then you will find us again. And that sounds good.
All right. So before we close out, because I'm going to bed, what is goal ultra time?
I hit 9 hours and 20 minutes last year with the halfway point. I want to hit under 9 minimum, but my goal is 8:20. I want to do an hour off my time.
Yeah. Okay. So under 9 minimum, 8:20.
Mm-hmm.
Same for you?
Low sevens
for you.
Yeah. Okay. I finished an 8:16 last year. 8:15, give or take, whatever. Rich's time was a 7:36.
You want to beat his time.
I want to beat his time, so I want to be low sevens. If I get anywhere in the sevens, honestly, I'll be happy. But I'm mentally preparing myself to try to get low sevens.
Okay.
No,
I think I can do it.
I'm trying to be pretty confident about this eight hours because, I mean, last year I was surprised how fast I got to the transition, but then I remember I definitely was like,
loop two was tough.
Well, I mean, honestly, the second lap felt better, surprisingly.
Yeah, me too.
Just because I knew where I was at the whole time, but I just remember like reflecting, like I know there's places I could have pushed compared to not. So just knowing the course. And knowing how I feel for that distance, mm-hmm. I'm 8 hours.
Like we did it smart last year, but I will say that every single time there was like an uphill, it's one of those things where it's like, why put the impact on your body and try to run uphill yeah. when you can just walk uphill and eat and just yeah. stay like hydrated and you know, like keep there's no paced, harm in walking yeah. if you're bristly walking uphill, especially yeah. in an ultra of 35 fucking miles to go,
mm-hmm.
you know, but there was points where I was like, I didn't realize it because I just think I was a little bit weaker back then. But even now, like in our training runs, like I can push a lot harder.
Yeah.
So I think that I'll make up time for sure.
As long as I can keep my heart rate under like 180, I think I should be good. And I've been really paying attention to that especially on hills, because hills do spike my heart rate pretty high at this point. And so I'm like, I could, if I can just maintain those, the flats and downhills like are no problem at all. So mm-hmm. I'm excited because there's not that many climbs in North Carolina, surprisingly. So
there's not that many climbs. There's like four really steep, but fucking they're quick. Climbs, but they're quick. It's like you have to crawl like on your all fours
yeah.
on a couple of them, but once you're up them, you're, it's done.
Yeah.
Like, and they're very short. They're just fucking steep.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think just like knowing my pacing a little bit more and then like what I can easily recover from. And then also to just the course, as long as I don't, you know, completely just
bonk.
I'm excited. I'm 8 hours.
Yeah, I'm fucking pumped. I'm pumped.
Let's go. I'm excited for you guys.
It's gonna be exciting.
Yeah, you'll have to be running the live feed. You, Tyler, and Rich.
Yeah. I'm very excited for you.
It'll be cool. Fun.
All right, gang. Woo-hoo. We will see you guys next week.
We're
for another episode of Bar Talk. We are out.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. I love y'all.